Okay. Who wants to see the Gemara here? I'm Reb Zaira. Yosef, go ahead. I'm Reb Zaira. Let's see. Four lines from the bottom. Go ahead. So we had a machloikus about the boat, whether it's totally in Goshashis, not Goshashis, right? So go ahead. I'm Reb Zaira. Excellent. If you have an otzitznakov that's placed on pegs, we've come to the machloikus Reb Yehuda v'Rabbanan, meaning to say that if you hold like Reb Yehuda, in order to be chayiv in maaseris, if it's Goshashis, if it touches, you'll be chayiv. And if it's not touching, you won't be chayiv. So if you have a peg that's a flower pot that is elevated on pegs, not touching, and therefore according to Reb Yehuda, you won't be chayiv. But lefi Rabbanan, just like the Rabbanan say you'll get nourishment through the water, it'll go up from the bed to the surface, you'll have nourishment through the what? You'll have nourishment through the concept of the air. So we say there's a machlek is rebuted of a Rabbanon. Go ahead. So before you go on for a moment, I just want to mention the Ritva. Ritva writes, Beferish, I've given it to you, that this machlek is between rebuted of a Rabbanon about the Atzitznakov is when the flower pot is placed above 10 Tfachim. 10 Tfachim and Tefach is about an inch and a half. And I'm sorry, it's not an inch and a half, it's 3.5 inches. So 10 Tfachim, usually we hold is 40 inches, okay? So if you were talking about, 10 Tfachim, 10 Tfachim is 40 inches approximately, okay? And therefore, if we're talking about the cases is that it's above 10 Tfachim, lefi Rabbanan it gets unique, lefi Reb Yehuda it doesn't get unique. So I want you to get that down, because there's no evidence like that for Farish and the Gemara. But again, the Ritva, the hope, was we learned on Thursday. What's the Ritva's approach? What were the two approaches we had in Lum this on Thursday? Either what? Someone refresh my memory. Either what? Yanika, or either what? Mechubar. So the Ritva Lishitas is always saying Yanika, Yanika, Yanika. So if it's Lamalim Yasarat Fachim, Reb Yehuda writes that there is what? That there is no Yanika. Lefi the Rabbanan, there's a Yanika. But lamatam yasar tfachim, that's the chiddush of the Ritva Ran, that lamatam yasar tfachim, even the Chachamim, even Reb Yehuda agrees that there's a chiyuv, there is a notion of unique. Okay? You got me? That's the Ritva's chiddush. And the Eglei Tal writes, I want you to get this, this is a very interesting shot, the Eglei Tal writes in the Malach of Kotzer, in Sif Bey, Sif Katan Vav, in the Hilchos Shabbos, Os Yudalit, okay, he says that very interestingly. Within 10 Tfachim, it's very similar to a boat that touches, because he points out, and this is the way we translated it, the Eglei Tal argues, that when the Gemara says that the Sfinas Gosheshes, it doesn't mean literally that it touched the ground. Because, I should have thought about this myself, if a boat touches the ground, last time I checked, it can't travel, right? So the Eglei Tal writes, the boat lemaisa, so they're very careful that it shouldn't touch the ground because it can't be noseiah. So what it means, Gosheshes, it means within 10 tfachim of the ground. That's what the Eglei Tal says. Interesting. And he says, in the same vein, this is where the Ritva comes from, is that lemaisa, when the sphene is Gosheshes, everyone agrees when it's within 10 tfachim. When the flower pot is within 10 tfachim to the ground, everyone agrees. The machloikis is above asara tfachim. So he has a whole new take on what Gosheshes means, okay? This is very interestingly. I just want to point out, I think, that this is again Lishitasa, because the Ritva's unique, unique, unique. And therefore what? It's got to be Lamaila Miyasara Tvachim. If it's within 10 Tvachim, then it's unique. And therefore if it's unique, you don't have to actually touch. But what I want to point out is what Yitzi just said, is that Lafi Rashi, we did translate the Gemara correctly on Thursday. That Gosheshes means literal. To determine whether something is mechubar lekarka or not, Reb Yehuda says it's got to actually touch. And the Rabbanan say, no, it doesn't have to touch. Okay? And therefore, lemaisa, that would be the machloikis. Okay? So I want you to get it. Lefi the Ritva, that's Tully and Yanika, that depends upon what? Okay? Nachamol. Lefi the Ritva, it depends upon what? Yanika. So if it depends upon Yanika, you can have a machloikis. Maybe lamala miyasara, it would be good. But Tocha Sar, everyone agrees, Yanika. You need Mamish Yanika. But when you talk about something being Mechubar, right, what's the din? What does Mechubar mean? Mechubar means it's got to be actually what? Mechubar, it's got to actually be touching Lefi Rashi. So when we translate the Gemara that it's talking Gosheshes, it means what? It means literal. That it's actually Gosheshes, okay? It's got to actually be Gosheshes. It means talking about that it's actually literal. So I don't know how you're going to answer the kasha, the boat doesn't travel, but I guess we're talking about, you know, like when you go in camp, Lamaisa, it gets towards the sand. So that's the machloikis that we want to bring out. So let's get it. Nachamol. Again, feed the ritva, the machloikis is what? The flower pot on the pegs is what? Lamaila miyasar. Lefi the Rabbanan, even Lamaila miyasar, there's unique. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, there's no unique Lamaila miyasar. But Lamaila miyasar, everyone agrees. So what I'm saying is that what we translate on Thursday, Gosheshes, is correct. Lefi what? The Ritva doesn't have to actually touch. And the Eglital's point is well taken, Lefi the Ritva. I mean, how do boats normally travel if they're touching? They can't. So obviously, we're not talking about that it actually what was touching. Gosheshes means within a Sarak Fachim, just like by the flower pot. Within a Sarak Fachim, everyone's going to agree. You follow me, Noah? Yeah. But Lemaisa, what we're pointing out is Lefi Rashi. So again, Lefi Rashi, Lemaisa, it means what we translate on Thursday, Lemaisa is right. It actually has to touch. To be Mechaber, it's got to be Mechubur. Got a mamish be mechuber. According to review, it's mechuber has to touch. Lefi the rabbanan, it doesn't have to touch to still be called mechuber. So I'm just saying that the ritva lemaisa l'shitas unique. Lefi Rashi, it's an issue of mechuber. So it's lefi the ritva mechuber. If it's unique, you don't have to actually touch. Lefi Rashi, it's got to touch. Okay, Gosheshes literally means touching. You follow me, Aaron? That's comes out this machlekes again between the ritva and Rashi. Okay. Between the Ritva and Rashi, how to translate Poshup Shot this Gemara, okay? How to translate Poshup Shot this Gemara. Okay, Yosef, Viter, go ahead. So Rava says it's not true. Go ahead. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yehuda hasam elawat. Oh, Rav Yehuda says it's always moving around, so therefore what? You need it to touch. Go ahead. But Atis, which is stationary, maybe you would agree that what? That there would be Yanika. Lamai Lam Yasara. Go ahead. At least according to the Rivi. Nami. We go the other way. Maybe the Rabbanan only said by Svina, where the water is not considered the Lomafsik of Avira, there's no air. Go ahead. Why? Demaya. Put a comma afterward. El Bisfina Lumafsik Avira comma or period. Demaya
ki ara samista.
Damya. The water's like an expansion of the thickness of the earth. So therefore it's mamish all one thing. Ava what? Right, maybe by my flower pot the Rabbana would agree. So Lamaisa Rava says, I disagree with you, Reb Zeira. You cannot compare the flower pot with the case of what? With the case of the boat. You could break it in both directions. That's what the Gemara says very clear. Okay? That's what the Gemara says black on white. Okay. Now, we should also point out the following. And I want you to get this. The Gemara we said on Thursday said black on white that the boat was dealing with what? Offer of chutzlars. What is this flower pot dealing with? What is this flower pot dealing with? What type of dirt? Gemara doesn't say, no? Doesn't say. Yosef read it very nicely. Did the Gemara say what was in the flower pot? Was it dirt of Eretz Yisrael? Was it dirt of Chutz? Gemara doesn't say. Gemara said by the boat what it was. Well, we said it was Machloik Ezevi. So we got to think about that now. We said that the Mishnah Melech said it didn't make a difference. He said it was Lav Dafka. We said the Ritva Miri said it was Dafka. Oh, so let's stop and think. What does the Ritva say about the flower pot? He says it's Ofer Chutzlards. The Ritva writes Beferish, it's called Ofer Chutzlards, okay? And the Miri says the same, okay? And the Miri says the same. Presumably, we want to suggest, presumably Lamaisa, Rashi, who holds Ischabrus with that Mishnah Lamelch, would say there's no difference. Lav Dafkin. Rashi here does not say at all what type of dirt it is. Okay, you didn't see anything like that in any of your Rashi's, did you? He did not say what dirt it was. So presumably, like we said on Thursday, that Rashi would go with the Mishnah Lamelech that it's really Lav Dafka. Doesn't make any difference what type of dirt it is. Could be dirt of Eretz Yisrael, could be dirt of chutzlarts, doesn't make a difference. The chiddush was even offer of chutzlarts that becomes attached there at Sro Yerchayev. That was the chiddush that we said. So who would the Nami want to suggest the same thing? If it's Tolini Schabris Lamaisa, there's no reason to be mechal between offer Eretz Yisrael and offer chutzlarts. However, Lefi Ritve, the Mimri says Toli Biyanike, right? So why does it say offer what? Offer chutzlarts. Why does it say offer chutzlarts? This was the kasha that we had. So what's the answer you'll have to say? The answer is as follows. Similar to what we said on Thursday. If you're talking about offer Eretz Yisrael, you should at least be chayev what? Midrabanan, excellent Yossi. Therefore, Ritvan Miri say we're talking about what chayev? Offer chutzlarts. Offer chutzlarts, you're not even chayev what? Midrabanan. That's what the Ritvan Miri. So I'm saying these two tracks follow suit throughout this whole sugya. Is it unique or is it ischabris? And this will be a machlekes in the pshat here. This is what we want to say the pshat is here, Lamaisa, in this din. Okay? So we got it? Michael, you got it? Same machlekes will be in this regarding this machlekes. And it's interesting. Yosef, read that Rashi, please. The last one on the Amud. Bonu l'machlekes. Take a look inside. Go ahead. Ad the Munchabar. So why does Rashi say Midiraisa? Why does Rashi stress Midiraisa? Midiraisa. What's he saying? What's Rashi trying to stress Midiraisa? Because Rashi's saying you're not Chayav Midiraisa, but Midirabana, will you be Chayav? What do you say? Yeah. Because it's no worse than Atsu Sheino Nakuv. A flower pot with no hole on it is Chayav Midirabana. So if a flower pot with no hole on it is Chayav Midirabana, so this should also be Chayav Midirabana. That's why Rashi says be derisive. Because how does Rashi learn the sugya? That there's no difference between what? There's no difference between what's the pshat? What do we say according to Rashi? What's Rashi say? What's Rashi's kiddush? Again, according to Rashi, we say we're talking about offer what? The Ritva said in Miri, we gotta be talking about offer what? We gotta be talking about offer chutzlarts. According to Rashi, there's no difference. It's an issue of Ischabris. So Rashi wants to stay in a Hanami. You would be Chayiv in the Rabbanan and the Maisa. That's why Rashi says, why did Rashi not say earlier by the Sfinit that you're Chayiv? Why didn't Rashi say that earlier by Sfinit? Because what did it say by Sfinit? It said a Lashon Potter. Right? It said a Lashon Potter. You know why by Sfinit it's Potter? Because if it's talking about Ofer Chutzlarts, right? If it's talking about offer chutzlarts, so it's potter even what midrabanan. You follow me? It's potter even midrabanan. Maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to say it. See, this is what we want to say. Rashi holds offer chutzlarts was lav dafka, but he didn't say it earlier. Why didn't he say it earlier by the sfina? Because it did say offer chutzlarts. So the bottom line is that if you're talking about offer chutzlarts, you're potter even midrabanan. You follow what I'm saying? But the truth is, it's really lav dafka. And that's what I'm saying he's stressing here. When he talks about the flower pot, he says midiraisa because when it says, it could be talking about even offer Eretz Yisrael. But offer Eretz Yisrael would be chayiv what? Midirabanan. This is the chiddush we want to say. It's our chiddush we want to say in Rashi. See, the question is, why does Rashi point out midiraisa only by the flower pot? Why didn't he say midiraisa earlier by the boat? What's the answer? Because the boat, it was beferish that set off for chutzlarts. Even though he said that was lav dafka, but if it set off for chutzlarts, he doesn't want to mention anything about midiraisa. You have an applied to Chayav Midrabanan. It's not true. Offer Chutzlarts is completely what? Offer Chutzlarts would completely be what? Would completely be Potter Lamais. It's not even Chayav what? It's not even going to be Chayav Midrabanan. That's the Chiddush. That was the Chiddush that we want to say. So I'm saying Rashi, we want to suggest, would be what? Lishitaso Lamaisa. And that's why Rashi only mentions what? Midiraisa in this situation. Okay? Because he wants to bring out Lamaisa. This din, you're not Chayav Midrabanan because it's not about Offer Chutzlarts. You're not going to be chayiv in the rabbanan because it's not offer chutzlarts. If it would be offer chutzlarts, you would be chayiv in the rabbanan. And the flower pot is talking about both cases. So on a level d'oraisa, so on the flower pot, what are we talking about? Both dirts. But you're putter, no matter what dirt it is, because you're not on the ground. Will you be chayiv in the rabbanan? Yes, you will be chayiv in the rabbanan by offer chutzlarts. But that's why he doesn't want to mention it. He only talks about the d'oraisa. Why didn't he mention it about the boat case? The boat case we said also was both. But since it did say Beferish Offer Chutzlarts, out of respect to that, Rashi doesn't mention what? doesn't mention midiraisa implying to be a chiyuv rabbanon. No. Since instead of Avrochot Shorosh, you don't want to get involved in it. Because Avrochot Shorosh is taka pater and gansa. That's all. That's what we want to say the Chiddush is in Rashi. Okay? Everyone got what we're saying? Lefi Rashi, there's no difference between Avrochot Shorosh and Avrochot Shorosh. So that's what we want to suggest. Okay? There is no difference between the two. And the only reason why he mentions midiraisa here is because they're talking about Avrochot Shorosh and Avrochot Shorosh. And therefore, Avrochot Shorosh would be chayvin rabbanon. So the only thing they have in common is that they're pater midiraisa. Afer Yitzro, Afer Chutz Lars. That's the only thing they have in common. Afer Yitzro will be Chayav Min Rabbanan. Afer Chutz Lars won't be Chayav Min Rabbanan. So he doesn't get involved. He only talks about a D'Araisa. Earlier, by the case of the boat, where it said Beferish Afer Chutz Lars, out of respect to that, since it said Beferish, he doesn't even mention anything about it being D'Araisa and Rabbanan. Because the bottom line is Afer Chutz Lars is completely potter, both D'Araisa and Rabbanan. All right, that's the Chiddush we want to suggest here now in Rashi, in the Pshat. Okay, very good. Let's see now the Tosis, okay? Go ahead. Yosef, okay, we had a Machlokes Tanoim between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanon in the beginning we saw on Thursday. And the way we presented it, it seemed to be that it was a Machlokes. Everyone recall? How many Terutzim do we have so far? We had Reb Yirmiya and we had Abaye. Yes? We had Reb Yirmiya and we had Abaye. Give two different Hezberim to the Machlokes. We had Reb Zeru quoted the concept of the flower pot and the equality between the flower pot and the case of the boat, and then Rava destroying that equation. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. I'm Reb Yehuda. Let's see inside. Go ahead.
I'm Reb Yehuda in the time.
Oh, go ahead. Why do you think that's true? That Ematai is mashma of Reb Yehuda is coming to be choyle. Why is it mashma, do you say? Why do you say it's mashma? What'd you say? Yes, I would agree with you. I don't even know why he says mashma, Zevi. I would have said it's beferish. Right, I don't know why Tais says mashma. Mashma means the word, well, how do you translate literally the word mashma?
Implies.
I don't think it implies, it's beferish, isn't it? I was bothered by that, by the Lashon HaTosis. You know what I mean? Why did it say Mashma? Pretty beferish to me. That's what I would think. No, I don't know what Tosis means when he says Mashma. But I was a little bit bothered by it.
Because Ema said Rabbi Yehuda.
What'd you say?
Ema said Rabbi Yehuda, not necessarily in our Gemaras. Mashma to Rabbi, the Ema said Rabbi Yehuda in general.
You mean they're different Amoroim, you mean? We're going to see. Okay, you mean they're different Amoroim. That's why it implies. Okay, we'll see. All right, it's not the Feirish. But Zach's saying it said, Lokasha, Rebuta Rabbonon. But in the, you're saying the quote of the Mishnah, you don't see anything. Okay, fine. All right, go ahead. I'm just saying the Tosa says it's Master from the whole Sugya. It implies we're presenting a Machlokes. Okay, that's true. All right, go ahead. Nim Tomar. Right, anytime it says the word Emasai, Reb Yehuda says, or Bameh, you know what Bameh means? Bameh Dvar Mamurim, right? Anytime those two words appear, it means you're being Masber. You're not coming to be Choylet. Go ahead. Reb Yochanan argues and says, Emasai is to be Masber, Bameh Lachlok. Alma, but what do you see both Reb Yeshuva and Reb Yochanan hold? Alma. Excellent. Everyone holds Emasai is what is Lafarish. So you see a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha, Lamais. Right? It's a tremendous kasha. Now, as again, what Zach said, Rabbi Yirmiyah gave an answer, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that implies that it's a machlaikis. That implies it's a machlaikis, Poshup Shah. But Tais is asking it's against the Amorite. Go ahead. Who's Rabbi Yirmiyah? The Amora by us, who says it's a machlaikis. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. Who's Rami Bar Chama? Oh, he's not in our Gemara. Well, where is he? Go ahead. He holds even Emasai to be Choylik. Yes? So therefore, Reb Yirmi is going like Rami Bar Chama. Go ahead. There must have been some Gerses out there. We don't have it, but instead of Reb Zeira has who? Instead of Reb Zeira saying Banu Lamachloikis, it's not Reb Zeira. What Gerses is it? Reb Yochanan. There must be some Gerses out there. Go ahead. You got to get rid of that because, as Zach said, it says lemachloikis. So it cannot be who? It cannot be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's always lemafarish, right? Go ahead. Yes, you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says lemachloikis. So you got to get rid of the girsa Rabbi Yochanan and say it's who? Ella what? You got to say it's Rav Huna, okay? You got to say it's Rav Huna. Very good. And there are some gears say Rav Huna. We don't have Rav Huna. We have Rav Zeira. Okay. Very good answer. Meaning to say what? What's Tosh's first answer? That there's a machloikis in Amoraim, whether what? Amasai is considered to be what? Connote a machloikis or connote a hesber. And Rav Yirmia, who says the machloikis, holds like Rami Bar Chama. And when it says Reb Yochanan in those gerses, is wrong. It's got to be Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, Reb Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bar Chama all hold that Amasai is Balachlok. We got it? Klor, does everyone got this? Not hard. That's the pshat. Chaim, you got it? You got the pshat? It's a Shailin Amoroim. Okay, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Zeira, and who else? Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Zeira, and Rabbi Bar Chama all hold Amasai is Balachlok. Very good. Go ahead now, Yosef. Now, why do you think Tosh wants to come on to a second teretz? He doesn't just stop come on to a second teretz. What do you think motivated Tosh to come on with a second teretz? What do you say? You don't want to stop create machleikasim. We always try to minimize machleikasim. Tosh has just presented a broad machleikasim on Meroim all over Shas, whether Amasai connotes a machleikas or not. So maybe that's what motivated Tosh to say a second teretz. Go ahead.
They didn't know another girsa?
I couldn't hear you.
They didn't know that there was another girsa also on the Kasha?
No, not Lamaisa. No, his answer is not predicated on that. Once he says it, Lamaisa, he's saying that our Gears is right. Reb Zeira, that's all. He's saying our Gears is right. Okay, but I'm saying what motivated him, and then he says second third, just he's saying a big machloikas here now. It's a broad machloikas. Go ahead, Yosef. The Odia Shlomar. Oh, very good. Go ahead. Okay, what does this mean? Go ahead, Vahacha. Here it's a brisa because it's a Mishnah in Chala. Go ahead. The Mishnah in Chala is not Messiah, but go ahead. If you look in the Mishnah in what? In the Seches Chawa, it doesn't conclude with Ein Asfina Gosheshes Pturah. Ours does, because ours is not the Mishnah. It is a what? It is a Brisa. Go ahead. Very good. In the Hee? No. In the Hee, grant the Maslissin del Chawa Bolafarish, period. Oh. What's the answer here? Second answer of Tosis. Let's get it. There is an author of the Tana who wrote Mishnayis. Who was that famous holy Tana? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Who was the author of most prices? Reb Chiya, Reb Oshia, the price in Tosaftis. There's a fundamental machlokes between the author of the Tanaim of the Mishnayis and the author of the Tanaim of prices. And that runs as follows. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that Amasai Reb Yehuda is coming to be Mefarish, to be Masber, the Tana Kama. And the Tana of the Brises hold that Reb Yehuda is coming to be Choylik. So what emerges is a Machlokes to Mishnayis and the Brisa, whether what the Tana Kama is what arguing and saying that a Svin is not Goshesh as Chai B'Meiser or not. According to the Mishnah, there's no machlokes, because Rav Yehuda is being masbid the Tana Kama. According to the Brisa, there is a fundamental machlokes. Okay? And that's very, very interesting. So that's what Tosis means. I want you to get the Lashon. Okay? This is what Tosis means when he says that in the Mishnah, Masai's Lafarish and the Brisa, no. What does Trey Tanoia Libra Rav Yehuda mean? Yeah. It means the Tana of the Mishnayis and the Tana of the Brises. Could very well be Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who presents the Mishnayos that Reb Yehuda is not arguing, and Reb Chiya and Reb Moshe present the Brises, claim that he is arguing. That's what Trei Tanoi Alibi Reb Yehuda means. Okay? I want you to get that. Okay? That's the Pshat Lamais. Okay? That's the Pshat Lamais that Taisus means when he says Trei Tanoi. And it's very, very striking. Why? Why is it so striking? Because what does our... Here, what is being quoted here is not a Mishnah, but what is it? It's a Brisa. Why do you think it's a Brisa? Why do you think it's a Brisa? Because what do we want to do here? We want to present that it's a what? What is the second answer of Tisus? Come on, let's get this. What's the second answer of Tisus? Zevi, what's the second answer of Tisus? Let's get this. We got a horv and a Tisus. What is it? We always say before we get the lumnus, we get the pshat. What's the point of the second teres? Is to say that not it's a broad machlekes and amoraim, but this is, wasn't a Mishnah. This is a what? A Brisa. What's my proof that it's a Brisa? Even though it did say Ditnan, do you notice on the side of my Gemara, I don't know if you have it, do you, on the side of your Gemara, does it say Lefi Tois Dermas Gemara Rebuta Tzarechlamer Ditanya? Now you understand what that means. Lefi Tois is the Brisa. Because the Brisa has the last phrase that says what? Ein Svina Goshesh is Putter. That doesn't appear in the Mishnayos and Chala. You follow me? That doesn't appear in the Mishnah Chala, that last phrase. So that's an indicator that it's a Brisa, and Reb Yirmi is presenting this as a Brisa, because the Brisa holds is the Machlaikis. That's the second Teretz of Tisus. Now, the what you get out of this Teretz is what? Why is this Teretz better? Because you don't have to say it's a Machlaikis all over Shas, and I'm going to run with what's Emasai. On the other hand, what's the down, what's the negative, I shouldn't say negative, but what's the difficult aspect of the second Teretz? That the first Teretz would say, we don't like this. Why? That's also a very, very strong statement to say that there's a machlokes to Mishnayos and Brises how to view Emasai. I mean, show it to me. Does it say it anywhere but Beferish? Plus the fact, okay, our Gersa this said it's not okay. Do you have a different Gersa? But each one has a Hesber, and each one has a difficulty in the Teretz. Okay, very well, Yosef. Fight there now. Let's go. Avakasha. Did everyone get this kasha? What's this kasha here? Let's focus on, what's the kasha? What does the Gemara Erevin and Sanhedrin imply? Very interesting. What does it imply? The Gemara has a line there in both places. Don't ever say, Omeach Morim. Don't ever say, the Gemara says, right, that in the Mishnah, the Masnissin, the Farsh, or the Brisa Polik. No way. Okay? No way. If the Brisa says they're arguing, then the Mishnah says they're arguing. We never make any splits. That's what the Gemara writes with Beferish and Sanhedrin and Erevin. That the Brisa tells you that they're arguing, that tells, it's very telling, and it tells me the Mishnayos, they're also arguing, despite the fact that it says Emasai. And we don't say Trei Tanai Alibi Rabbi. He digs up two Gemaras. Aval Kosh, the Perk Chalon, Perk Zavara, Parach Mikoch Brisa, Diktanim Chachamim Omrim, Umuchach Mi Brisa. Since in the Brisa they're arguing the Masnissin Nami Yosel Lachlo, so you see that Teretz doesn't hold water based on two Gemaras and Shas. Kach Shuel Atesis. Kach Makshe Atesis. We got it, Isaac. You got it. Very clear. The Gemara, two Gemaras. He says that if the Brisa is a Machlokes, it shows the Mishnayos. We don't say that there's a diverging effect between the Mishnayos and the Brises. Go ahead, Yosef. Disani Uchule, correct. What's this Teretz? Anyone get this Teretz? What's this Teretz? What's the Taisa saying in this Teretz? It's a hard Teretz. What did he want to say? How do you explain away those Gemaras? Bemisin, those few Gemaras say, you know what? Trei Tanai Alibi Reb Yehuda. Yes. The Mishnayos always hold Emasai as Lafarish. The Brisos hold Emasai as Lachlok. Yes? But you know what? What the Gemara meant to say over there is that we found a Tana, Reb Tarfon, that there was a Shita that existed, Lamaisa, that in fact held that it was what? That it could be Lachlok. really in Mishnayish in general, Lamaiser, we hold Reb Yehuda is not going Alibid Reb Tarfa. The old Lamaiser Lord Reb Yehuda Tarfa. Right? Lo Poli Garabanan. First you bring the Mishnayish is always a Hezber. But what we were saying is that just like in the Bryce he's arguing, there's a motivating factor to say that there's another sheet out there, and maybe that's the sheet he holds like. You see what he says? V'yeshlom ra'havim matzlish na'hu tanach risihu. D'mastis n'yolam bo'la farsh. El mishum d'meshkuch tana behedja. Since we found an explicit tana that holds that you would argue, and there's a sheet out there, k'mashaneh hu rebu'd mishum tarfini disani chule. Not that we're saying the Mishnayos are like that, we're saying that the reason why in the Brisa that they're arguing is because there's another sheet out there, l'maisa, that holds balachlok. Not we're trying to change Mishnayis and say that MSI is coming to be Choylek, but we're rather saying that what? That there's a sheet out there that holds is a Bar Plukta, and therefore that's that sheet. That's what he wants to say to the Chantais. But what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer holds is what? What's the answer that holds? That there are trade tanai alibi rebuta. The Mishnayis hold MSI is Lafarish, the Bryce holds Lachlok, and the answer is that, oh, we didn't mean to say the Mishnayis was different. All we meant to say is that what? Is that since we found a Tana, a third Tana that holds like that Shita that's quoted there, Lomai said, that's what we said, Rebuta is going to leave Rebuta. We weren't trying to say in the Bryce is Cholek and therefore the Mishnah is Cholek. No, the Mishnah is no Machlekes. We're just trying to say the Bryce is Cholek and that's another sheet. Go ahead. Kulin Daf Peches, go ahead, Tanya. Oh, so what's the din there? Is everyone familiar with the halach of Kisui Adam? What is Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam is a din where when you shech the animal, there are three categories that we have in halach. We have a behemoth, we have a chayah, and we have an oaf. Okay? We have a behemoth, we have a chayah, and we have an oaf. Okay? And a behemoth is domesticated, chayah is wild, and an oaf is fowl. The halacha is, this is a very interesting halacha, that it's a question how we view Kisui Adam. Is Kisui Adam like a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? Kisui Adam. Is Kisui Adam a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? Or do we assume that it's considered to be what? A mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? Or is it considered to be a gemar of the shvita? These are two different possibilities how to view the concept of Kisui Adam. Very fascinating. The Ramah has a line in the beginning of Kisui Adam and Simen Chav Ches that Kisui Adam is a separate mitzvah. Meaning, for some reason a guy shechs an animal, doesn't do Kisui Adam. The shechita is good, remains good. Doesn't disqualify the shechita. Question is though, just want to note this, Kisui Adam is rak, the chaya, the ol. There is no din of Kisui Adam by a behemoth. When you shech the cow, you don't cover the blood and dirt. Only by a chay and an oaf is there such a din. By a deer, by a chicken. Why is that? Okay, it's exerts a custom. But more importantly, the Rashbam gives a reasoning. And the chinuch. And that is as follows. Is that the dam of a behemoth goes on the mizbeach. So, lomaisa, it's kapara. So we made a low plug that even dam of chulin of a behemoth, we don't have to do kisui adam. However, an oaf, most oafs, and a chaya never go on mizbeach. Therefore, there is a concern, and the Rashbam writes that it was a gzeira min ha-Torah. Most gzeiras are what? Most gzeiras are min rabbanan. Rashbam, you know, Rabbi Yosef Engel collects a bunch of cases where there are gzeiras and a level d'oraisa. This is one of them, according to Rashbam. Kisui Adam is a gzeira that we shouldn't come to eat the blood. Therefore, we put the dirt on it. So by behemoth, we're not as concerned because we know that the blood of a behemoth could go on the mizbeach. And therefore, since we know the blood could go on the mizbeach, we'll leave it alone. It's not korbanos, it's chulin. Still, we won't touch it. I want you to get this little Rashbam that he quotes that the din of Kisui Adam is a gzeira min ha-Torah. I'll give you another example of that real quick. The Ran in Maseches Ar, in the beginning of Pesachim, writes that Baal Yerua by Yamatzeh, you're not allowed to see and find chametz on Pesach, is a gzeira. You shouldn't come to eat chametz. And Rabbi Yosef Mengel collects many of them. Another example is Yichud. Yichud is an issur d'oraisa. If the woman you would live with would be chayav karis or more, it's a gzeira that you shouldn't have beer with her. So there are gzeiras on a level of d'oraisa. Gzeira, shelo, yochal, chametz. Okay? So these are examples that you have. So what's the din here? Go ahead, Yosef. Let's get it. What's halacha here? Oh, so what's the dinner? Let's get it. All blood you have to do kisu adam. What about the scattered blood on the knife? Dam hanitaz means the scattered blood that's on the knife or on the rock, let's say, and scattered all over the place. Do you have to cover that as well? So the Mishnah does not say explicitly that Tanakam is chayv to cover all the dam. Does not say it explicitly. Okay? Does not say it explicitly. Go ahead. Elohu. Oh, that's if it's the only blood that you have, right? Reb Yudah says that what? He comes to explain that Tanakama holds, if there's only a little bit of dam, then you have to what? If that's the only dam that you have that's scattered on the rock or the knife, then you have to cover that dam. But if there's other dam that, you know, is in a, you know, right, you know, like right in front of you, then you don't have to, you just cover that regular blood that falls on the ground. You don't have to cover the other blood. Okay? That's how Reb Yudah comes and explains the Tanakhama. Go ahead. The time of the Reb Yudah before Shasam. Oh, just a little bit of the blood you got to cover. Go ahead. Val Korcha. Oh, Val Korcha, the Poly of Tanakhama, the Behedi Tani. Kol Domo. So what is he bringing another example, right? He's bringing another example that in Mishnayis, what's the din? It's coming to be Masbir, right? Because what do we find? In the Brisa it says what? Kol Damo Chayav Lekasos. All blood you have to cover in the Tanakhama, right? And what does Reb Yudah argue? And he says, no. You only have to cover what? You only have to cover the scattered stuff if it's the only stuff. But in the Mishnah, right? He's coming to be Masbir. So this is another example that you have a difference between a Mishnah and a Brisa in a presentation of Emasai. Okay, we got it? That Emasai in the Mishnayis is what? To be Masbir. And Emasai in the Brisa is coming to be what? Is coming to be Cholik. And that's the Machlokes he brings. That's another example of that, that he's trying to hit home this concept of the second Teretz. Okay? Because again, it presented the Brisa Kol Damo Chayv Lekasos, right? And Reb Yudah says, no, that's only when it, what? That's the only blood you have to cover it. But if there's regular blood there, you don't have to cover it. Okay? But in the Braisa, Lamayis, he's coming to be argue, Lamayis. He's coming to argue. So you have a difference again between the Mishnayis and the what? And the Braisa. Okay, go ahead. Oh, and who does Rabbeinu Tam Paskin like? Like Reb Yudah, that what? That the only time you have to cover the scattered blood is when? When is the only time you have to cover the scattered blood? Is when that's the only blood. Reb Yudah of the Mishnah. He's being mazbi with the Tanakhama. Go ahead, Miu. Oh. He backs out of it now. He doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. What does he say? What does he say? That maybe the Rabbanah of the Brisa are the Iker. And therefore, Reb Yudah of the Mishnah is a Yachid B'makom Rabim of the Brisa. So that's interesting. If I would ask you how to paskin, would you paskin like a Mishnah or paskin like a Brisa? Normally, what do we normally assume? We always assume like Mishnayis. Now what is Tosis saying? What is Tosis saying here? First, he starts off saying, Rabbeinu Tam, the Paschal, like a beauty of the Mishnah. Okay, only if there's scattered blood, you have to cover it. If there's regular blood, there's no chiv to cover it. Now, what does he say? We Paschal, like the Rabbanah of the Brisa, who hold what? What are the Rabbanah of the Brisa? No, you tell me, what does the Rabbanah of the Brisa hold? You have to do Kisu Adam on what? All the blood. The Rabbanah of the Brisa argue on rebuke. They say you got to cover every aspect of the blood. Now he's backing out of it and saying, we pass him like the Rabbanan of the Brisa, which are the Rabbim, against Reb Yudah of the Mishnah, which is a Yachid. So I want you to get this down. It comes out to be a big machloikis ledinin between Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis argues on Rabbeinu Tam. What blood must you cover? According to the Tosis, you must cover all types of blood because we pass like Rabbanan of the Raisa. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, we hold like Rabbi Yudah of the Mishnah, who's coming in Mazmicham. You only cover the what? The blood that is what? Scattered when it's the only blood. If you have a lot of blood there in a puddle in front of you, you don't have to cover the scattered blood on the knife or the rock that went everywhere. So it's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosis how to paskin. Okay? Oh, go ahead, Ukiya Gavna. Oh, what does that mean? You see on the side it says Lo Matzati. I didn't find it. You know why? Because it's on New Testament base. You know what it says on New Testament base? I want you to get this. The Stam Mishnah is called the Yochid compared to the Rabbin. A Stam Mishnah is called the Yochid is compared to the Rabbin. Meaning, regarding the Chachamim that are mentioned in the Brisa. Even though the Mishnah mentions the Chachamim, but we assume that what? The Tana that was Mesadah the Chachamim is a Shitas Yechidah. Same thing by the Kisu Adam. The one who's Mesadah the Mishnayas was who? That Rabbi Yudah is coming to Mazbah the Chachamim is a Yochid. They're against the Rabbin. It's interesting. Okay, I want you to get that. Meaning the author of the Mishnayas, the presenter is a Yochid. The presenter of the Brisa is a Rabbi. Kind of makes a little bit of sense what we said, or based on what we said earlier, Rabbi Yudah Anasi is a Yochid, and Rabbi Chiya Rav Oshia were at least two, the Rabbi. So whenever you have, it's very interesting, because whenever you have Mishnayas and Brisa, you always think you always pass on the Mishnah. Here's a very good example where you don't say like that. We go like the Brisa's presentation, and we go like the Psak that it's a machlaikis, and we go like the Chachamim against the presentation of the Mishnah. Because we're assuming the presentation presented the Mishnah is Yochid, this is a Rabbin. Chapsanafkamina, how many what? How much blood you'll have to what? How much blood you'll have to, will you have to cover all the blood? Like the Rabbanan of the Brisa, or you have to cover only some of the blood? There's a puddle in front of you, you don't have to cover the blood on the knife. So that's the machlaikis that we have regarding this din. Okay, so this is the pshat in the Tosfos. I hope everyone got it, Lamais. Okay? Hope everyone got it, because I don't want you, we won't try to skip it. We have to real work in the Tosfos. You'll be able to work and figure out the pshat in the Tosfos. Okay? Now, it comes out also, let me ask you, was the what was quoted in the Gemara, is that a Mishnah or a Brisa? What's the correct answer to that question, to that kasha? Depends on the 2 days of Tosfos. No. Depends on the two Terutz of Matos. According to the first Terutz of Matos, it's the Mishnah. It's the Shnan. First Terutz of Tosfos just says the Machlekes and Omorim, all of our Shas, is a Messiah, a Machlekes or not. It's a Mishnah. It says the Shnan.
Where's the Mishnah found?
Kawa. Is that the Shkawa?
It's not there.
Okay, that one line is not there. Okay, maybe they had a different Gerson. Maybe there was a different Gerson in that Mishnah. Maybe there was a different Gerson in that Mishnah. Okay? Maybe you could suggest there was a different Gerson in that Mishnah. Whatever the case might be, I'm saying, okay, that's difficult. But maybe there was a different Gerson in the Mishnah. How do we have the Mishnah? That's what we have. The Gemara had a quote of the Mishnah. Okay? I'm saying, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it's not a Mishnah. What is it? It's a Brisa. Okay, very good. Okay, now we get to the following. Let's get this, okay? Tomorrow we get to the whole topic of Atznakuv, but before that, there's a few other points in Lumnus we have to finish, okay? And then I wanted to discuss Mechias Amolim, okay? We had on Thursday, which we didn't finish, and let's finish it up now, we had a steer in the Rambam, and Yaakov and Michael asked me this morning, well, what's the Rambam going to do? So I said we'd answer it in Shir. You should have the answer already in your mind already, based on what we saw. Okay? Let's get that whole Mahalach now, because we didn't have a chance to finish it. Now we have the background, we'll be able to answer it even better, B'zishim. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, in Perek Aleph HaKalach HaChav Gimel, Paskins Ladina like Reb Yudah. Okay, Mark, you got me? Alan, Reb Yudah, Rambam Paskins like Reb Yudah. That a boat that touches is chayv and meiser. Kesef Mishnah says a boat that touches is chayv meiser. Isaac Hushit is that. That's Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah b'chachamim yochid rabbi luchy rabbi. Mark, you got me? Why does the Rambam passing like Reb Yudah? Go sheshes. Kesef Mishnah says I want to tell you something. A masai is what? Not a machloikis. It's a hesber. and there is no machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda is being mazbid the chachamim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. So Yaakov and Michael said, "What, Rabbi? What do you do the Rambam? Doesn't the Gemara say it's a machloikis? What's your answer? Depends which Amora, right? There are three Amorim that say it's a machloikis: Rabbi Yirmiya, Rami Bar Chama, Reb Zera. But you know who the Rambam holds like? Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan holds a Masai is coming to be the Farish. That answers Yaakov and Michael's kasha. They asked a very good kasha and say no problem." The Rambam will go like that first answer to Tyson and say, I hold like Rabbi Yechon and finished. Never was a machlekes. I argue Mercy is a machlekes. That's according to certain Amorayim. Rambam doesn't hold like those Amorayim. Oh. Now, there's a steer in the Rambam. What's the steer? Let's get it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Meiser Sheni Perek Tesalochahe that if you plant something in a boat, a tree, your chayiv orla, and guess what he doesn't say there? He doesn't say that it has to be what? Gosheshes. He says it doesn't have to be gosheshes, like he said over here. When it comes to one mitzvah, stirim and neoban in the Rambam. Oh, Mishnah Melech is the one who asks his kasha perik bezel lachates. Oh, that's one kasha. Let's ask. Let's ask another kasha. Why on earth do we model the din of get after meiser that is putter if it's not gosheshes? Why don't we model it after what? Orla that doesn't require what? Gosheshes. Two kashes, l'meiser. Two kashes on the Rambam. Okay? Number one, the steer in the Rambam. Number two, why would you model get after what? Meiser that you need gosheshes when Orla doesn't need gosheshes? Oh. So the first terence is the Mishnah Lamelech says, Lefi the Yushalmi, in the first perek of Orla. And that is that by trees, ilanois, an atat sheino nakuv is like kenakuv domi. An atat sheino nakuv is like kenakuv domi. Because the ikar is the shroshim, the roots, the shroshim that are mifapeya. The roots that are considered to be mifapeya. Oh, one more. And the shroshim are what? Oh. Our mifapeya, lifapeya. The ikar is what? The ikar is it's totally on the rooting and the trees, they sprawl. Tomorrow is Tu B'Shvat, right? And therefore, by Otashen Onokuv, Kinokuv, you're Chayvin Orla, because the roots, they sprawl. And they're Lamaisa, so trees are better, therefore you're Chayvin Orla, despite the fact that it doesn't touch. And therefore, I want you to get this. We said trees will be chayvin meisers as well. Trees are different. Trees are chayvin orla. Trees are chayvin meisers as well. Because they're totally in the shroshim, in the fapeya. And therefore, lemaisa, how does that answer the kasha now? How do you say that it answers the kasha?
It answers the steer.
How does that answer the steer? Go ahead, y'all see that what?
Ram said by Hilchos, by Orla, that even if it's not...
When he says Hilchos Orla, he's talking about trees, and therefore you don't need gosheshes. And when he's talking about what Meister is, he's talking about the seeds. And the seeds are a problem unless it's gosheshes. Oh. Does that answer the second kasha, though? Does that answer the second kasha of why we modeled get after what? Meister and not Orla? I don't think it does it? I don't think it answers that kasha, does it? Conceptually, I don't think it does. Oh, and the truth of the matter is, this terence is quite difficult. The Mishnah Rishona, the Egletal, the Devi Cheskel, they all ask on the Mishnah Lamelech. Why is this answer difficult? Because regarding Nukuv, the tree works. By the boat, are we talking about a boat that has a hole in it? We won't get up to it today, but tomorrow we will. We'll see there is. The Pashas is you don't want to have a boat with a hole, it'll sink. But we could be Masber that it was plugged up. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow. But the Pashas is we're talking about a boat that has no hole in it. So when you talk about a boat, Lamaisa, the chisaron of the boat is it's not touching. It's not touching, Lamaisa. It's not touching on the Aretz. It's only on the Mayan. So what does it help that there are roots sprawling, there are branches sprawling? Why should that make a difference? You understand my kasha? The kasha we're asking is, who cares whether there are roots? The lice. The roots help by what? The roots help. I, if you're talking about a Natsus Nakuf, Lamaisa, that there's no Natsus Nakuf, there's no hole, so it sprawls. But the boat has a big problem. It's not on the ground. So who cares if there's root? There's the airspace, there's the water that divides it up. What sense does that help?
It's not actually have to touch.
What'd you say?
Maybe say like the Rikpa said it doesn't actually have to touch. Koshesh is not actually touching.
Okay, but let's assume not that way. Let's assume it's not, it is. The push-up shot, it's not touching. Okay? Let's assume it's not touching. So what's the pshat, Lamaisis? You know what the answer is? A little bit similar to what you're saying, Yossi, but the tree is very strong, and it's yonek harbe, even through the avir or the mayim. Even through the avir or the mayim, it gets its yonika. It's so strong. So a tree is really stark. Even through water, even through air, it will get its yonika. So that's the teretz Lamaisis that we could suggest in the Kavana of the Mishnah Lamelech. There's just one little bit difficulty with that. What's that difficulty? That why by Eina Goshesis Lefi Rabbi Yehuda is it like Chutzlarts? Because the Zeroyim are not Chayv and Meiser. The trees are Chayv and Meiser, right? Why'd you model get after what? Why'd you model get after the seeds? You should model the get after trees that will be Chayv and Meiser. You should model the get after trees that you will be chayv and meiser. Okay? Why don't we model after trees that you will be chayv and meiser? Right? We just got through saying trees will be chayv and meiser. So you know what the answer is? The answer is as follows. That kol zman, it's Eretz Yisrael, is not considered to be chayv and meiser. Everything, it's not called Eretz Yisrael, they got to be get. So that's the first answer. In other words, you can dig me up trees to be chayv and meiser, I don't care. In order for this to be considered Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Chayv Maisis for everything. Not just trees, but even seeds. So that's the Pshat L'maisa that we want to suggest the first Mahalak. But I don't believe that this answers the second Kasha. It doesn't answer the second Kasha. Why get is modeled after what? Maisir is not modeled after Orl. The bottom line is what? The bottom line is that get is really being modeling after what? Seeds, and not what? And not trees. So what's the answer, Yossi? What's the answer? You really do answer the question. The bottom line is, until again, there's no real difference between Orl and Meisers. The difference between Orl and Meisers is the difference between seeds and trees. And until something's actually chayv in everything, seeds and trees, it's not mamish like Eretz Yisrael. That's the bottom line. So you can't answer the kasha. Oh, why are we modeling get after what? Meisers and not Orl? The answer is we're not. The answer is that we're modeling get after what? After something that's completely like Eretz Yisrael, not just vis-a-vis trees, but vis-a-vis seeds as well. So we are answering that kasha. So that's the first mahalat to answer the sphere in the Rambam. Okay? That answers the answer. It's not what we're selecting what? Maestris over Orla. We're selecting trees over seeds. And the answer is that what? Until you're chayv completely in trees and seeds, you're not what? It's not like Eretz Yisrael. That's the first answer. So it answers both those kashas. Okay. Second mahalach. Let's get it. From Degle Tal. And that is, we mentioned it briefly on Thursday. And that is, and we have to add two other tirutzim. Please, let's get it. Degle Tal. Regabi Orla, you plant in the house. Orla, it says Eretz. And the bias is Aretz, and you are Chayiv. Meiser is Pater because you need Sodet. A house is not a Sodet. So when it comes to the boat, you need what? What is it when you come to the boat? You need Karka. You need Karka. It has to touch the Karka in order to be Sodet. Mashenkin Orla, you're Chayiv, even if it's in the Avir or the Mayim. Because bottom line, that's Eretz Yisrael. This is the Divya Cheskel's Teretz, and Shmuel Rozovsky says it's Teretz as well. That's a very beautiful answer. You understand this now? Why by Orla do you not need Gosheshes? Because I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm getting the Avir of the Mayim. Okay? And therefore, that's called what? That's called Aretz. Maisa, you need more than that. You need Sodet. And therefore, by the boat, you don't have it. What does this not answer, though? Excellent. Excellent, Zach. Does not answer the second kasha. This second answer does not answer the second kasha. This doesn't tell me why get is modeled after what Meisers are not horrible. You follow me? Doesn't tell me that. That it doesn't answer. Moreover, you know what else is difficult with the second teretz? The Stipler points out that regarding Shvis, and we learned this past summer, the Yushalmi has a suffix whether you're chayiv if you grow something in your house. Because it says Sadcha and it also says Aretz. So also regarding Svina, which is not touching, the Rambam should have had this suffix. Again, the Yushalmi has a suffix by a flower pot in one's house. Are you chayiv? By a flower pot in one's house on Shvi'is, so you have Kedusha Shvi'is or not. Yushalmi has a suffix. So that suffix of whether you have a Kedusha Shvi'is and a flower pot in one's house, you should have the same suffix when it comes to what? The boat that's not touching. And the Rambam says, Beferish your putter. That's the cast of the Stipler answers. So you know what the answer is? The Rambam leaves out this question of the Yushalmi. The Rambam holds when it comes to the Shvi'is, you need Sadcha. Like Maestros, you need Sadcha. And therefore, when it comes to growing something, a flower pot in your house on trees, there is no Kedusha Shvi'is, because you need Sadcha. And since there's no requirement, since you don't have Sadcha in your house, so who in Dinami, you're not going to have what? You're not going to have it when it comes to what? When it comes to Maestros as well, you need to have Sadcha. And therefore, the din is you're going to be Pater. So, that's the second terrence that we can give to answer the Steer in the Rambam. But again, we're pointing out that second answer does not answer the second Kasha. Why was our topic get model after Maisus and not Orla? And we had a Kasha on that Lemaisa, and the Stipler asked that Kasha about Shvi'is, but it's not a problem, Lemaisa, regarding that, because the Rambam holds you need Sadeh. Sadeh for Maisus, need Sadeh for Shvi'is, and therefore you're Pater. Okay. Now let's add two other Terutzim down. Okay? Let's see if it answers both Kashas. Please get it. Okay? And that is, the Stipler wants to say, beautiful. You know why a boat that's not touching is worse than a house? Because it's not called Artzicha or Sadcha. Therefore, Meister and Shvi'is, you are Pater. You know why you're Chayv in Orla? Because what does it say in the Torah Kedosha about Orla? Ki Savo'u Ela Aretz. When Bnei Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, you are Chayv in Orla. Okay? It doesn't say that growth has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So a boat and you're in the Avir, that is Eretz Yisrael. So that answers the Steer in the Rambam. Orally, you don't need Gosheshes, because you're in Eretz Yisrael. Gisabol and Laretz. Meisers, you need Sotcha. Shvi'is, you need Sotcha. And therefore, you don't have that. And therefore, you need Gosheshes. Does that answer the Steer in the Rambam?
Yes.
Does that answer the Steer in the Rambam? Yes. Does that answer the first, second Kasha? What do you say? Does that answer the second kasha as to why Get is modeled after what? Maestros and not Orla? What would you say?
We said Get depends on where it's written. Can you say that?
I would say it does answer it, because just like Orla, when they go into Eretz Israel, we want to know whether you're in Eretz Israel or not. No? Kisavo el Aretz. So is this classified as Eretz Israel or not? So I think it does answer it. I think it does answer it, Lamaisa.
Didn't you mention Machlokas?
No, but the question is, why would you model it after, if anything, I would have modeled it after Orla, no? I don't, no, does it answer it or not? Would you model Get after Orla or Maestros? What would you do? I would have modeled it after Orla. You said, oh, well, Lawrence. And we modeled Get after Maestros. So I don't think it answers this Kasha. You know what I'm saying? I would have said the opposite. It even strengthens the Kasha. He said, oh, well, Lawrence. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi.
Didn't we mention on Thursday, Machlokas, the Chazon Ish, and the Maram Shif, whether Get depends on where it's written or
right,
where the people
right.
are from. So
yeah.
if it depends on where it's written, so,
okay.
then I would say that.
Let's assume like that. That's a push-up shot.
So then maybe it would answer the question, because Arla doesn't. It's just Kisavo El Aretz. Doesn't really make a difference as long as it's Kisavo El Aretz.
Right.
As opposed to. So it doesn't really need Sadeh.
Whereas you mean Shvi'is and Maestros require the actual place in me. Okay? It's interesting what Yossi is saying. Yossi, she's suggesting that by Shvi'is and Maestros. You need Sadcha. So if you need Sadcha, you need a specific place. So maybe that's what Get needs, a specific place as well. Okay, could be. Very good. Well, Yossi wants to say maybe that's why I would answer that Kasha. That we would model Get after what? We would model Get after Orla. And we would model Get after Maestros. Okay, that's the third answer. And lastly, let's get it, a fourth teretz. Okay? Fourth teretz that goes quite well. And that is that it could be very interesting. Shmuel Rozovsky says, what do we say going back to the Ritva and the Meiri? What is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan on? Only what? What's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan on? Only an offer chutzlarts. Correct, Yitzi. Why? Because offer Yitzchak, everyone will say your chayiv. Orla requires what? Offer Eretz Yisrael. At least to be chayiv based on the pasuk in Yeraisa. Therefore, there's no difference in Gosheshes and Ena Gosheshes. Okay? So in other words, you could say that the whole machlokes is by offer chutzlarts. Offer Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees you're chayiv. By Orla, you need offer Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, there's no difference in Gosheshes and Ena Gosheshes. What's the Rambam talking about? Offer Eretz Yisrael, he's talking about Orla. Therefore, we don't care whether it touches or it doesn't touch. However, when you talk about Maestros, we're talking about offer chutzlarts. If you're talking about offer chutzlarts, then it's possible to say what? That you need what? You need Gosheshes. That's assuming the Rambam holds like who? The Rif and Miri, that the whole concept is dependent on what? Yenike. And not what? And not it being Mechaber. Not having any Schabbos, okay? So I'm saying that last answer, would that last answer also answer why it's modeled after what? Would that last answer also answer why it's modeled after what? After Orla? Or after Shvius or Orla? What'd you say? Would it answer why it's modeled after Maestros? That last answer? It's answering the steer in the Rambam, right?
It's explaining why there's a machlokes.
Right. It's explaining why there's a machlokes.
It's not the reason that
it's explaining why there's a machlokes, and that's why you need Gosheshes by Maestros, but by Orla you don't need Gosheshes, because the one offer it's Yisrael. So it's not being Masber why it would be modeled after. Very well said, Yitz. Very good. So out of the four answers that we gave to answer the steer in the Rambam, which one of them also answers the second kasha, why it's modeled get after Maestros? We want to say one and three.
One across the board.
What'd you say?
Right.
One and three. No? Basically, one and three is the one we're giving, and we're saying that also answers what? Answers that second kasha. So it's very important we get the answer to the steer in the Rambam. We had four answers. But of the four answers Elon asked on Thursday, we have only one in three the answer why get is modeled after what? Why get is modeled after what? The concept of Maestros and not Orla. Yes, Elliot?
I know he said it's not my pretty strength of the question, but then
no, because Yossi suggested maybe not. Orla requires as long as you get in there. Shvius and Maestros require Sadcha Mamish. They require Sadcha Mamish, the place maybe where you're writing. So maybe it's possible to say like that. Okay? All right. Very well. Okay, now I want to go to Mechias HaMolek. Okay? Tomorrow we start that topic of Atzitz Nakuf with the Tais in the bottom, and we have to hold through a whole piece, Lumdis, with the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, that is on this piece of Atzitz Nakuf as well. As I said, it has many, many ramifications.